You're thinking about designing a website or getting a website designed for your new passion, your new business idea, because you know it's important. We get into what you need to look for, how much you should spend, how much you shouldn't spend, and a few other details on today's show. My name is Monica. This is yourfavoritemedia.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. You have a budget and you know you need a website. Get in touch with us. We can make things happen. We understand what it's like to need an affordable website for your brand new business. Yourfavoritemedia.com. Chris and Lizette from El Paso, Texas, already have a business called Warfighter System Solutions. And if you think you could use their product, their services, you can go to WF as in Frank, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, I N as in Nancy, C as in cat.com. So WFSSinc.com. And Chris and Lisette reached out because they're getting into another business, another industry that they're very passionate about, which is the business of baseball. Chris and Lisette acquired a facility, batting cages, and they wanted to know how much it would cost for Your Favorite Media to design a website. So on today's show, I wanted to take this opportunity to talk about the things to look for when you're going to design a new website, whether it's your first company, your second company. Now, so you know, I've worked with companies that have been quoted insane prices for a new website, and the reason being that it's customized development. So they'll say like $17,000 for 8 pages, and they handle the content and the integrations, etc., etc. Not what you need to be doing at the beginning of a business, right? Especially small businesses. If you're a big startup, different story, different budgets. But for your everyday small business, such as Chris and Lisette, starting out with this really cool idea in a really cool town, and I say this because I live here too, El Paso, we want to look at something that is affordable, that's scalable, and that has a quick turnaround in design build, right? So one of the things, here's what you want to look for, and get out your piece of paper and a pen if you're taking notes. I'm going to go through them as quickly as I can, and then you're welcome to send questions at home at yourfavoritemedia.com. But these are the items that we include in a basic package, and this is also the guidelines that can be used when you're looking at competitor pricing. So number one, we always pick a custom design template. What this means is we keep our prices, our overhead, lower so that we can offer our clients better pricing. So we usually build out of Blogger or WordPress, and the reason for this is there are some beautiful templates which cut down on developer time, and from there we customize it to your needs. A second reason why we use WordPress or Blogger, one of these template-based content management systems, is because they're easy to edit. So let's say you want to figure out how to drive the marketing behind your website. So you're going to handle SEO, you're going to be weekly updates, or you're going to be doing weekly updates for your blogging and your marketing and your media management. Great. So you need to know how to edit, and it needs to be pretty easy. And so Your Favorite Media, what we do is we design using these dashboards that are easy to understand. We provide training. And also, if ultimately you say, you know what, we don't want to handle this, we'll handle it for you. And so you want to be able to work with a company that offers you those solutions. Also, you want the design to be responsive, which means if someone whips out their cell phone, does a quick search for batting cages near me, batting cages El Paso, whatever the keywords are, when your website shows up, you want it to be beautiful, you want it to be understanding or understandable, and for all the components to function correctly. So that's what it means when someone says that they have responsive website design or responsive templates. Look for that. And you want them to be mobile compatible. Okay, look for that. Also, we offer contact pages that capture the names and the email lists of whoever is sending you a contact form, and that's on the back end, the database. You want a company to do that for you, because sometimes when you get into marketing, you try to look for the list, like where do I have the list of leads that have come in through the website? And all you have to do is log into your website, pull them from there, bam, it's accessible. So we offer that. And you want to be able to have automated monthly backups. That's just to make sure that if your website crashes for any reason, you have an updated copy of it. Email support. What kind of support is this company going to offer you? The standard practice is to respond within 24 hours. Now, I'll tell you this much. When your website is down or your email isn't working, waiting an entire business day for a response is excruciating. And I'm sure some of you have experienced this already. So look for a company that offers under 6 hours response time. This means that they're smaller, that you're likely not having to deal with a 1-800 number and submitting a ticket. If you can get with a company that works under 6 hours, that's a gem. And this is a shameless plug, because we say that we will respond to you within an hour and acknowledge whatever the problem is. So furthermore, what we offer is a free domain name with every design. So domain names are not expensive. They can be as inexpensive as $14.99 a year. Sometimes $29.99 is more standard. But if you want something specialized that's already taken, you can find it in an auction oftentimes, and those can be any price. I mean, some of the domains that I own are worth $1,500 on the market. It's kind of unreasonable and insane. I wouldn't start my small business and purchase one of these domains unless I have a great budget. Now, make sure that whatever integration, you're going to have Google Analytics. As part of this contract, right? Because you want to track to see how many people are coming through your website. Also, when you hire a website content management company, if you're not going to do the content yourself, make sure you get your claim, that you claim your Google My Business page on Google My Business. So there's so many other little things that companies can walk you through. And if you have any questions, please email me at home@yourfavoritemedia.com. But Chris and Lisette, I wanted to address these components of the website. I'm sending you these solutions through email, so you have them in front of you and you can kind of go through it yourselves. But the piece about your website that will be the most interesting is the calendar with payment integration that you asked for. Now, Chris and Lisette want the ability to feature their 8 batting cages and the times that those batting cages are available to rent out throughout the day. And then they want the client to be able to click on a button to reserve those times, make the payment. Bada bing, bada boom, the confirmation code is sent to either an email or a text message, right? So super cool idea, great idea for business. A lot of companies already offer this kind of system and functionality, and they do it beautifully. And you don't have to spend the arm and the leg on the development of that product for your website specifically. Now, the costs are usually between $70 a month to $150 a month to $450 a month. And the larger pricing usually reflects some form of marketing solution embedded into that pricing. But for you guys, one of the recommendations I want to make is first design your website. Then within that same design, get your hosting going. And instead of spending money on the integrated calendar right away, I would say go for the first 3 months in marketing your website. See what kind of traction you're getting, and then see if it makes sense to upgrade into one of these beautiful calendars with a payment integration. There are some There are some easy payment solutions for people to make a payment online using companies such as PayPal. PayPal has been around long enough to be trusted by most people, and I don't get any money for mentioning them, but there's a few workarounds. If you really want to have some payment solutions online, we can do that for you for sure. But we'll talk about that one-on-one. I just wanted to address that basics of website development, website design. You should not pay any more than $495 per month plus like a $15 hosting for these kinds of pieces and solutions that I mentioned today. If you're spending more, then reach out to us. Let us know how we can help, home@yourfavoritemedia.com. And if there's any other questions, please feel free to send them in. Chris and Lisette will be in touch. I'll send you some solutions via your inbox. And thanks so much for listening. My name is Monica. You're listening to yourfavoritemedia.com. My name is Monica, and I started a business called yourfavoritemedia.com, which honestly has been my fourth or fifth business if we count the ones that I started when I was 13 years old. I've failed, I've been successful. Sometimes it's feast or famine, but what I've learned is the ways to start a business, grow a business, and yeah, even sometimes how to save a business. I believe we all have a genius inside of us, and that genius can be a successful business. Whatever you're passionate about, I can help you turn it into a business. I want to be your companion on your journey to success and to becoming that genius. Give me a call, send me an email. You can find me through yourfavoritemedia.com. Thanks so much for listening. My name is Monica.